APE Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The man accused of killing nine people at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, appeared in court through a video hookup. Some family members of the victims got a chance to speak to Dylan Roof. The AP's Warren Levinson is live in Charleston.
Ed, the courtroom was packed, although Dylan Roof, as you said, appeared from jail by a video hookup. But what was surprising in this bail hearing was that relatives spoke to the defendant and basically said they forgive him. This is the daughter of one of the victims, Ethel Lance.
I will never talk to her ever again. I will never be able to hold her again. But I forgive you.
Roof stared straight ahead. He showed no reaction to anything that happened. Bail was set at $1 million, but that was just for the weapons charge. The nine murder charges, bail will be set, although it doesn't really matter what bail is because he's clearly not getting out before any trial, but that will be set by a circuit judge. Ed?
That's the AP's Warren Levinson live in Charleston, South Carolina. Shots were fired this morning in the Madisonville section of Cincinnati. Officer Sonny Kim was killed.
We're devastated that Officer Kim, who was one of our best, came to work today and does not get to go home.
Police Chief Jeffrey Blackwell says a suspect was also killed. Police received a 911 call about an erratic armed man. A new report from the State Department says Iran's support for international terrorist groups did not slow down last year and even expanded.
Principally through its Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force. These groups included Lebanese Hezbollah, several Iraqi Shia militant groups, Hamas, and the Palestine Islamic Jihad.
State Department Counterterrorism Coordinator Tina Cadenow said that this activity was going on as Tehran negotiates a nuclear deal with the West. In Boston, two men pleaded not guilty to conspiring to support the Islamic State group in a plot to kill a conservative blogger. The Dow finished down 100 points. This is AP Radio News. In New York, more than a ton of confiscated illegal ivory was crushed in Times Square, part of a government effort to stop elephant poaching and ivory trafficking.
That's the sound of ivory being pulverized by a 25-ton rock crusher. America is the second largest ivory market behind China, and Dan Ash, director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says the trade threatens to wipe out African elephants.
Global demand for ivory today is soaring, fueling a slaughter of horrific proportions.
The Wildlife Conservation Society says the global ivory trade is responsible for the slaughter of as many as 35,000 elephants a year in Africa. Julie Walker, New York.
The streets in Oakland, California are yellow and blue. A victory parade is wrapping up for the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. It's their first title in 40 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.